Well, little girl, it must have required a lot of courage for you to come and see me. You had to swim into all my whirlpools, haven't you? And then you had to go past my sea serpents and escape their twining coils and their thousand gaping mouths that were ready to eat you.
Oh, mistress of the dark depths, I was terribly frightened.
I knew you were. I knew you were. And you've done all this simply because you want to see your dark-eyed prince again. You're very, very silly, my dear creature. You want to get rid of your beautiful fish tail and have two funny little sticks in its place so that you can meet your handsome prince and make him fall in love with you. It's true, nevertheless, that if he married you, you would get an immortal soul. Well, since you ask me, I'm going to make you a special potion that you must swallow when you land. I warn you, you'll feel a terrible pain, as if somebody were cutting your body in two with a sword when your tail's turned into two legs. You'll be able to walk very gracefully, but every step you take will be agony for you. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Once you become immortal, you won't be able to become a mermaid again. And if the prince doesn't marry you, you'll die on the very day that he marries another girl.
I understand.
There's just one more thing. You're going to pay for the privilege of getting a pair of legs. I'm going to put some of my own blood in the potion. So it's only fair that you should agree to sacrifice something, too. You have the most beautiful voice in the world. It would be enough in itself to charm the prince, but I want you to give it to me.
But I'll be dumb if I give you my voice.
Yes, you'll be dumb, my dear. You will have your eyes to show what your heart feels.
I understand. I am ready to give you my voice.
Well, girls, have you been able to find out about the Little Mermaid? Is it true what my spies have told me, that the sea witch changed her tail into two legs so that she could go to the prince's country?
Yes, Grandmother, it's true. We swam to the foot of the marble staircase that comes down into the bottom of the sea, and we saw the Little Mermaid.
She's changed terribly. She's still got her long black hair, and her eyes are as blue as ever. But instead of her lovely fish tail, she had two horrible legs, just like human beings have.
Her dresses were studded with precious gems, and she never stopped smiling. We heard one of the servants say that she was found one morning stretched out on the beach. One of them said, "What a pity it is that she can't speak, for our prince loves her very much indeed. She sleeps in a room nearby, and he takes her with him everywhere. In order to please him, she's even learned to ride a horse. Grandma, you know what a horse is?
Of course I do, but that's not important. What is important is this. Do you think our little mermaid was happy?
Well, no.
Tonight, we saw her dipping her legs into the water as if she wanted to cool them. She was looking at the sea rather sadly. Perhaps she misses us.
My dear children, our little mermaid is lost to us forever. Sea witch, you can be satisfied. Here I am, the old queen coming to ask you for help.
What a wonderful day indeed. And you're begging for help from me. You, the proudest person in the sea. What can I do for you?
You know perfectly well what you can do for me.
That may be. But I'd rather hear it from your own lips. Tell me what it is.
I'm forced to do exactly what you wish. I am coming to you because I've learned that the prince is soon to marry a girl from the land.
Yes. He's going to marry the young princess that he saw when he opened his eyes on the beach. He always thought that it was she who saved him from the sea, and not the little mermaid.
Yes. What you don't say is that on the wedding night, the little mermaid is sure to die. I don't want the little mermaid to die. Ask me for anything you like, and I'll give it to you.
I agree to help you. But you needn't worry. I'm not kind-hearted. I hate soft ideas like that. I've always wanted to have your other granddaughter's hair. Cut off their hair and bring it to me. And just to make a good bargain, you can add your own.
I'm completely in your power. What will you do in exchange?
I'll give you a dagger for the little mermaid. On the wedding night, when the prince and his wife have gone to sleep, she can plunge this dagger into his heart. His crimson blood will flow over the mermaid's feet, and gradually she'll get her fishtail back again. All she'll have to do then is to swim away into the waves and live again with you, just as she used to. I warned her about it! I warned her! I warned her!
Witch of the Seas, you played a trick on us.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, no. I kept my side of the bargain.
What happened to the little mermaid?
We gave her the dagger, as you told us to.
We told her to plunge it into the prince's heart when he was asleep.
She looked at us sadly and threw the dagger into the sea. The sea became red immediately, and then she jumped into the waves.
The sun was setting. Suddenly, before she had even touched the surface of the waves, the little mermaid disappeared from sight, like a flame that has been blown out by an invisible wind.
This is the first time in my long life I have been beaten. Thanks to her love, the little mermaid has been triumphant over me. She sacrificed herself so that the prince could be happy with his young wife. She has become a spirit of the air.
Will we ever see her again?
No, you will never see her again. She is lost to you forever. From now on, she will have an immortal soul, and she will fly with her companions in the deep blue of the skies. All her past sadness is forgotten. She has found eternal happiness.